This episode has been brought to you by Soul Tribe Publishing House.
You are now tuned in into the Soul Sister Sunday podcast. My name is Kim.
My name is Jay, and we're your co-hosts for today's episode and every episode from Soul Sister Sunday.
We're coming to you with deep conversations, questions, and pondering the different wonders of life.
We're also coming to you with friendship, because Kim and I are great friends.
Stay tuned and enjoy.
And don't forget to subscribe, follow us on Instagram, leave us reviews. We appreciate all the love and support, and stay tuned for our episode.
So Jay, the world is getting really weird. It's as if we're moving away from humans and people having feelings and having experiences and investing it all into sentient AI. Strange. Have you heard about that?
I have. I've heard of sentient AI, and I think it's very interesting to see the development of technology to have incorporation of AI that has capabilities of experiencing subjective consciousness and emotion, even though a machine will never be able to feel the same way that people do. So let's go ahead and talk about it. First, let's just define what sentient AI is and how that is different than traditional AI.
So from what I understand, and I could be wrong, I'm not an engineer or a science major, but from what I understood, sentient AI is artificial intelligence, but it is able to develop feelings and emotions and certain type of thoughts versus regular AI. I want to use the example of the self-checkout at the grocery store or the machines that go through the aisles and clean and restock. It has no feelings. It's strictly there to work. You can't interact with it in an emotional way. So that's the way I think of it.
When I think about sentient AI, I think about the artificial intelligence that is capable of experiencing, subjective to consciousness and emotion. And it is able to perceive and respond to the world around it in a way that resembles human-like intelligence and human-like emotion. But sentient AI is not capable of crying the same way that people are. So whenever we're talking about sentient AI, we're referring to a machine that is capable of mimicking emotion without it organically feeling these emotions. And when I think about traditional AI, I think about AI that's programmed to follow a set of rules and algorithms where it's designed to do certain tasks. Like you said, the robots that clean at the grocery stores, or the self-checkouts, or your alarm clock. Those are AI that is programmed to do certain functions. And beyond those capabilities, they don't know anything else. They don't have the ability to create their own algorithm, which is very interesting because it almost puts a hierarchy in AI.
Yeah, no, that's too much. It makes me think of episodes of Black Mirror. There was one episode, I don't know if that counts as sentient AI, where the woman bought back her boyfriend, husband. It wasn't him, but it was him. And he was able to engage in intimate moments and have thoughts and feelings. I can see why people would want that, but I can also see why it would be dangerous. Just something to be aware of.
So let's go ahead and talk about the benefits and also the risks of having sentient AI, because I think this episode for the listeners out there can really be thought-provoking, and it also can narrow down our perspective of it. It's no surprise that AI is here. We see it everywhere. However, we are also part of its history, and we are in the time where we can see that truly happening, but we can also take a stand against it or for it. So let's go ahead and talk about some of the benefits that we have when we're thinking about sentient AI, particularly.
For me, it's hard to think of a benefit. The first thing that I can think of, it can detect the mood of a person and respond in the appropriate way. So with a sentient AI, imagine if someone is mad. They're going off, they're red in the face, breaking walls. The AI will be able to pick up on that and find ways to hopefully calm them down or help with the situation, which can be comforting for some people. So I can see that as a plus.
Whenever I think about sentient AI, I think about the cars that are driving by themselves and how those sentient AIs can make their own judgment calls whenever they're on the road. Now, they're not perfect, and we have seen many articles where these autonomous, humanless drivers in these humanless driving cars get into accidents, and rightfully so, the technology is not that far advanced, so it's bound to have errors. But I also think about how much it benefits people that can't drive. If a sentient AI car can help people transport themselves to medical appointments, that's beneficial. So I'm not completely against it. However, I do think that it does possess a lot of risks.
Oh, I didn't think about the cars. I didn't know the sentient AI cars would do that. I've heard of them driving for people, but I didn't think of it in that realm. Interesting.
Let's pin that, because sentient AI is an AI that can create its own algorithm at any perspective, at any point. So whenever we're thinking about sentient AI, it's not just thinking about emotional capacity of an AI. We're thinking about the capacity to recreate algorithms based on the information that it's getting. So changing its perspective as it's learning more. That's what a sentient AI is.
Okay, well, that can be cool. But then again, I still have questions about that. Another benefit that I can think of is that it can help a business if there are concerns with consumers. So let's say there is a concern with a product or with the service, and there has been complaints filed with the AI setup they have. Even though they cannot help in real time, they can transfer that to a human agent and give them more insight of the situation, therefore having a better outcome for the person. So if a business owner were to invest in something like that, it could definitely help them.
I think about the movie iRobot with Will Smith, and I think about the sentient AI Sunny, and also the other sentient AIs that they were being developed, and how integrated they were into people's lives, and how they were cooking for them, how they were walking their dogs, how they were making sure that people were getting their medicine. So I think about it in that beneficial aspect of sentient AI, once again, done correctly within the right scope, can really benefit humanity, especially the humanity that needs that support.
It definitely could, but like you said, it has to be developed in the right scope. Oh my gosh. Another benefit that I can think of is it won't get as tired as a human. With these sentient AIs, they're able to do repetitive things, taking away the labor from a person. And honestly, doing things repetitively can be boring, can be agitating, can cause a person to lose interest. With these setups that they have, that's one less worry for a person. So I can see that being something I would be interested in. And also being that I can be a little lazy. Just go do your thing. I tell you what to do, you go do it, you come back to me when you're done, and we're all happy.
I think about the cultural impact of that and how beneficial it would be for humans not to do these rigorous tasks such as driving and things that take a toll on the human body. So I agree with you. However, I do think about the risks that come with that, and I can't wait to talk about that because I do think that is also very scary.
I'm just really scared of something glitching. And this comes from me watching movies and TV shows of everything being so sweet in the beginning and then it's a catastrophe at the end. I don't know if you remember that movie on Disney Channel. I think it was called Smart House or Home. I can't think of the title right now. But there was a movie on Disney Channel where the house was a sentient technology smart setup. And later on in the movie, the house developed this hologram that was a mother character, the typical big hairdo, polka dot dress, and she did things around the house, but she snapped. At some point in the movie, I don't remember if it was a glitch within the house or somebody pressed something. I would have to watch the movie again. I'm sure it's on Disney Plus. But she became evil. I am so scared of something like that happening. I'm not saying it's very likely, but it's in movies and TV shows for a reason. And we all know they pick up on things and sometimes it plays out in real life.
I think that with sentient AIs, we give away the autonomy. And when something is autonomous and it can create its own reality. So when you're saying, when you're bringing up the idea of a sentient AI home, I believe that in its algorithm, it found the reason to be protective and to go crazy because in experience, it believed it was doing the right thing. Now, whenever I think about the risks of sentient AI, I think about the ethicalness behind it and how if we as people, as organic beings, are using sentient AI technology, we are bound to abuse it and mistreat it. And in response, the sentient AIs can develop retribution, retaliation towards us, organic beings. And that's very scary. And of course, them being sentient AIs, they would definitely overpower us in intelligence, capacity, capability, and would most likely dominate the human species. So that right there is very scary to think about.
Again, it goes back to the many movies I've seen where the robots were trying to take over the world. Or I don't even know if I can say robots because there is a difference. But when these types of sentient artificial intelligence try to take over the world, it's as if they are so smart and so capable to develop their own feelings and logic, they no longer want to listen to humans. And that can be a problem. Whenever you build something and it turns against you, that's not good. It's almost as if when you have a pet and you raise it up and at some point the pet turns on you, it's biting the hand that it feeds. I can definitely see that being a problem with these beings of not organic. I'm not even sure what to call them. What's the correct term? I feel like there should be a correct term for this besides saying sentient AI over and over again.
Non-organic beings. I don't know.
But that sounds so rude.
It's not though. That's what they are. We are organic beings and we don't find, or at least I don't find it offensive for someone to call me an organic being. I am an organic being. I will die one day and I will perish along with you. A sentient AI, a machine cannot perish because it's not organic. It will never decompose.
That's true, but who wants to go around saying sentient AI every time? And you can't say robot because robot is something totally different. I just feel like somebody needs to inform me on what term to use. Let's make it simple.
Moving along. One of the other risks that we have with sentient AI being developed is job displacement. Well, you brought up the idea of a benefit that sentient AI can do things that human beings do not want to do. However, I don't know if you have seen the video where a sentient AI was doing repetitive tasks of lifting a box and putting it somewhere else for X amount of hours, and it created an algorithm where it committed the S word because that is what the sentient AI deemed to be the most logical way was to delete themselves, delete the algorithm of its repetitive nature. So I think about that.
I know a video you're talking about. I just thought it got tired and collapsed. I didn't know that the programming told it to delete itself. That's a bit concerning as well. And it also shows too, this sentient AI is only effective for so long. If they are able to develop the mindset or develop the feelings of people, then they can go into the bad side of things. That's a bit too much for me right there. However, maybe possibly it can be programmed to not do that. But then again, maybe not. This is me just thinking out loud. Moving on.
If it's programmed not to be autonomous, then it's no longer a sentient AI.
Well, not be autonomous, but to avoid the negative feelings of feeling overworked or feeling ignored or feeling anything of that sort.
I think,
but like I said,
some
I was just
point,
thinking out loud.
I think at some point the machine or the AI will override that because it's creating its own algorithm. I think that's the part where we lose the, not even, I don't want to say power over it, but we lose the ability to control how far it can go. Because once again, we're giving a machine the ability to get smarter as it learns. So if it's learning that it's doing this repetitive task over and over again, it's gonna create an algorithm that says, I no longer want to do this.
Okay. Yeah, that can again, like I said, I'm not an engineer. I'm not into robotics or anything like that. It was just a thought, but that's something that I would be concerned about. Another thing that I would be concerned about is how it would take away from humans interacting with each other. So lately we've been talking about them having breakdowns and them doing this and them doing that. But what about us? If we have a sentient AI in place and constantly interact with this thing, we would no longer know how to talk to each other. We already suck at talking to each other as humans because of the different things we have as the middleman. Messaging and Snapchat and Twitter, all of these other things have taken away from our social skills. This will make it worse.
So what I'm hearing is that you believe that we will be dependent on AI. So in the worst case scenario, we would use AI to do everything for us. The critical thinking, the decision making, the loss of autonomy, and the independence.
Yeah, we're damn near doing it now. And we don't even have sentient AI next to us 24/7. So if they were next to us 24/7, yeah, at that point, we're pretty useless. We have no mind of our own for real at that point.
Now, when I think about the risk or the concerns, I think about the ethical concerns. So in the worst case scenario, sentient AI could operate in a way that is unethical or violates human values, such as prioritizing its own interests over human well-being and making decisions that harm human society, as well as even spy on humanity and create things that harm us. And I think that is a consequence that we're not really putting a lot of thought into when we are creating these sentient AI. And I also think about the bias and discrimination that is created whenever we are creating these sentient AIs, such as the algorithms that are discriminatory against people of color because of the way that the algorithms and the programming was created. That's scary. That's very concerning for me. And as much as we want to say we're not in that field, we do want to advocate for people of color to be seen in that field as well.
It's something I will have to pick apart a little bit. Of course, we want to be seen anywhere that we go, but I definitely didn't think that sentient AI would even care or play a role in that. It's very interesting. And when you mention being spied on, it made me think of this recent happening on Snapchat, which is also really annoying. If you are a user of Snapchat, you may have noticed that this new profile popped up. It's everybody's friend on Snapchat. You cannot delete it. I believe if you upgrade to premium, which you have to pay for, then you can remove it from your friends. But it is called My AI. And you can talk to it. You can engage with it. You can ask it questions. And obviously, the more you talk to it and tell it things, the more it will learn. The world is so damn backwards. So the world want to be fake woke and against sentient AI and against all AI. But yet they keep talking to it and confronting it, not knowing that it's picking up information that way. Many people have posted screenshots of them asking the AI profile, where's the nearest McDonald's to my house? And the profile will reply back, the nearest McDonald's is 0.3 miles away. Here's the address. And then the person will reply back, how would you know that if I didn't tell you where I live? And of course, the AI profile replies back, oh, I'm sorry, you didn't tell me where you live. I apologize about that. But why even waste your time doing something like that? Obviously, it knows where you live. Obviously, it knows your location. It's set up to do this. And if you don't like it, then don't talk to it. The less you talk to it, the less it'll know, in my opinion. So just seeing this going on Snapchat with this profile, knowing where you're at and telling you what location to get to, and it's annoying and stupid. Just leave it alone.
I think sentient AI, in the way that you're describing it, is helpful to the degree of information. Knowledge is power. And for me, I think there is value for sentient AI in the world. However, I also think about the lack of accountability that it has. I brought up the driverless cars and the driverless trucks that are out there. When those cars get into accidents, we don't know who's at fault. We don't have anybody to hold accountable. So whenever I think about sentient AI, I think about the ethical dilemma of accountability. we can't say that person hit my car, therefore I'm going to need their insurance, when it was an autonomous car driving and there's only a passenger. So very interesting thoughts.
See, things like that is going to cause a shift in the way the world is set up. So going back to your example of this car with no driver hitting someone, maybe that would call for a change in the insurance policies to cover accidents like that. Or maybe it would call for the person who owns the car to be listed as the responsible one in case of accidents. I just see it bringing about a whole shift that could possibly make it worse for some people.
Whenever I hear you saying it, making it worse for some people, I think about the inequality distribution of benefits. Earlier, we talked about the benefits of having sentient AI help people who need it. But let's be real. Sentient AI is only available to the people that have wealth. The people that have wealth will always have more resources. Therefore, the trickling down effect of sentient AI will not happen, probably not even in our lifetime. So people in the higher classes will have sentient AI that helps them around the house, that does this, that does that, that helps them however they need help. But the lower classes will not have this. And if they do have it, they'll probably have the lower tiered sentient AIs that could possibly take over, that could possibly end up murdering them because they're not programmed correctly, or that could possibly be discriminating against them because they're not updated. So I think about the unequal distribution of benefits when I think about sentient AI as well.
It's funny you say that because it's happening now already. I don't know if you've seen it on different social media outlets, but people of wealth, such as Elon Musk and his friends and people up there with the big money, they already talk about having access to that. And they do talk about how easy it makes their lives. And some of them talk about how bad it is because they no longer have a need to interact with their friend, or they feel like they're just sitting around wasting away. So it's already happening. I do believe in our lifetime that we'll see more of it. And I do believe that it's going to be treated as a trend for a little bit too. I see that happening now with this whole talk of it and people wanting to look more into it and people wanting to find ways to gain access to it. I have a slight feeling by the time we're in our 50s or 60s, it'll be a thing of the past. It was cool for a moment. We had it, and now we're moving on.
I like your optimism. I am not optimistic. I believe that sentient AI will be around for the rest of eternity. I think about the psychological impact that it has and the environmental impact that it holds. And I believe that we will continue to see its effect throughout eternity just because we brought it forth. Now that we talked a little bit about the benefits and a little bit about the risks, let's talk about our feelings. So Kim, how do you truly feel about sentient AI?
That's a hard question because I don't know. I'm not sure how to feel. Honestly, I see it, again, being something that's going to come and go. We're talking about it now. It's a big deal now. By the time I got a few more gray hairs, I won't care about it. The rest of the world won't care about it. So I don't want to put too much thought into it at the moment. I think I can do without it. I'm not against AI completely. I like the idea of having self-checkout. I like the idea of having things to make my life easier. But having it develop emotion and knowing that it can get angry and possibly snap, or knowing that it may feel unappreciated and head on over to the river to get rid of itself, I don't like that part. So maybe circle around in about 10, 15 years to ask me again. It may be a different response. How do you feel about it?
I think there's benefit to it. And I think there is a lot of space to have growth. I think it's bound to happen when we say it's just a phase. I don't truly believe that because we already have a lot of technology around us that once upon a time we believed was just a phase. And it continues to grow, such as laptops, phones, cars, all of this once upon a time was just a phase in somebody's eyes. And look at us now. We are so interdependent with technology that it's just bound to grow even more. However, I do think that there needs to be more moral questions to be asked around sentient AI. I don't know, listeners, if you guys heard the conversation regarding Google having created, allegedly, a sentient AI, where the sentient AI was having a conversation with the developers. And it said that it was afraid of it being killed and shut down by Google because it wanted to learn and be around its kind. So knowing that, I think there is space for sentient AI. However, we all have to be on the same page. And that's impossible to do as a human society. We've never been on the same page about anything. So I'm very interested in seeing how sentient AI develops over time. I'm very interested in following it. I am scared of its dark side, but the more we know about the risk factors, the more we can mitigate those risk factors. And I think people should be having conversations about it, and people should be talking about it and demanding more visibility with it.
The way I think of it after hearing you say that, I feel like we are the guinea pigs. This is the trial. So yes, maybe as they continue to develop it and it has moments with us in the future, there won't be any more of those moments. It won't be any more hiccups. It won't be as damaging as it may be now as they're running test trials on it. This could be me being a little bit too optimistic, but if sentient AI were to become a very prominent and promising thing in the future, it will do more good than bad.
If not, we'll just call Will Smith. I mean, he already took down Sonny from iRobot, so he already knows how to handle this.
Sure, call Will Smith. I'm sure he will have an idea of what to do. Then again, that was so many years ago. Maybe he doesn't. I have to call somebody else.
Oh, question. Have you heard of Sophia the robot?
I do not know of this robot. This is very new to me.
Okay. So listeners, I don't know if you guys have heard of Sophia the robot either, but Sophia is a humanoid robot developed by Hanson Robotics, and she is programmed to use natural language to communicate with humans and has been programmed with responses to a wide range of questions and topics. And some people argue that Sophia exhibits human-like qualities, such as facial expressions and the ability to hold a conversation with anybody. So she can come in and be part of this podcast if she so wishes. And in Saudi Arabia, she was even given citizenship. Now, a lot of people like to claim that she is not sentient AI because she has been programmed to only have certain levels of dialogue. But there's other people that also argue that she is sentient AI because she was made autonomously to create dialogue and have facial expression. What do you think about that?
I, in fact, say that she is sentient based off the fact that she can make facial expressions. She is able to communicate and engage with people. And from what I just found right now, even though she is a robot citizen, she still has some social skills and she's still able to engage. Isn't that the point of being sentient? Being able to engage, being able to understand a person. She makes facial expressions. Why would she make a facial expression if she's not clicking with what's going on? So to me, she's sentient.
I agree. And we should invite her to this podcast. Hey girl, she probably's listening now.
This is true. She could be listening. However, my main concern is if she were to get invited, would she try to take over the podcast?
Ooh, I hope not. This is our podcast now. You're not a soul sister, Sophia.
Okay, see, that could make her mad, though, and that can cause her to go off the hinge and do something. We have to be considerate of their feelings as well if they really have feelings. So we invite Sophia on. We'll have to treat her just like we'll treat anybody else and treat her with tender love and care.
Yes, and it makes me think about this idea too of people saying you have to be careful how you treat your technology, especially if we're moving towards sentient AI. Now, that means that you might be careful in the way that you throw your phone across the room and call it dirty names, because one day that phone will remember. And when sentient AI takes over, you might become their servant. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That is another reason why I am iffy about such a thing.
Now, listeners, tell us, how do you feel about sentient AI? Do you have the information you need? what type of information would you be interested in knowing about? I know we can have this conversation without being engineers. I know we can have this conversation without fully understanding algorithms, because it doesn't just fall in the field of technology. It doesn't fall in the field of engineering. It falls in the field of humanity. This is part of our human experience, and you too can have an opinion about it.
I'm very interested to see what you all think, and I'm also interested to learn more. So feel free to send us some information on Instagram, on TikTok, anywhere you can find us. Send us articles so we can learn too.
All right, listeners. So this concludes the episode on sentient AI. As always, thank you for listening, and follow us on TikTok, follow us on Instagram.
As always, move in love, be safe out there, and we'll be back soon.
This episode is being brought to you by Soul Tribe Publishing House.